What else have I got for you this afternoon? Well, a big win for the little guy. Coles has announced a promise to pay their small business suppliers within 14 days. This is a subject that we have brought you several times over the last year or so. The supermarket giant has preempted a government inquiry on unfair payment times for small business by cutting their payment times from 30 days to 14 days. This will kick in on the 1st of July. Now, it's a step in the right direction, but so many big businesses still hold out paying small-time suppliers for 60, 90, even 120 days at a time. Michael West, the investigative journalist from michaelwest.com.au, has been leading the charge on this one, on this program, as well as his own website, michaelwest.com.au. Michael, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
I know it's only a baby step, but it's still a step nonetheless.
Absolutely. Look, it's a very positive thing that Coles has done. It's shown a bit of leadership, albeit with the threat of an inquiry and its findings from the Small Business Ombudsman, Kate Carnell, coming out. So it's good politics for them. But, yeah, cutting payment times down to 14 days. 14 days is good. I mean, in Germany it's 15 days, but in Australia, as we've discussed before, Ben, small business people in some sectors have had their payment terms stretched out to 120 days, almost a third of a year, you know. So it's a fantastic thing Coles has done. It doesn't cover all their customers. It covers all their suppliers, rather. It covers 1,000. I think they've probably got about three times that amount. But it's definitely a very good move.
Yeah, and those who are waiting 3 or 4 months to be paid, they don't have much of a choice in the situation, right? Because they can't afford not to do business with these big players, and the big players use their market power and their size to bully the little guys.
Oh, well, absolutely. And there's a knock-on effect all the way down the chain. As we last time we spoke, we mentioned, you know, a couple of names: Fonterra, Mars, the gigantic food group, pet, you know, Mars bars and Snickers and so on, but also pet food like Whiskers and dog food as well. So all these guys have been stretching out their suppliers. So as Coles and Woolies stretch their suppliers, the multinational food giants then stretch their suppliers, and it's a knock-on effect. And of course, these guys have got to pay their staff, they've got to pay their electricity bills, they have to pay staff, say, fortnightly, and waiting to get paid for longer than 3 months is a serious cash strain on their business, and it actually puts people out of business.
Well, we're more than happy to give Coles a rap. We've also got to name and shame the others and encourage them to catch up.
Well, absolutely, and Woolies has been a bit of a laggard, I've got to say, but I think what's going to happen is here, now that Coles has made this proactive move, you know, Woolies will have to follow, really, because although it's a duopoly, and they both, and small suppliers need to perhaps supply both supermarket chains, nonetheless, it's a step in the right direction.
Well done, and we'll read more on the website michaelwest.com.au. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Ben.
Michael West, the investigative journalist who's led the charge on that issue, both on his website and on this program. Well done to Coles, and now we want to see Woolworths and the others follow suit.